service for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, September 28th, 2025. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you are the strength of all who trust in you, and without your aid we can do no good thing. Grant us the help of your grace, that we may please you in both will and deed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who ate sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" This is our text. And now a sermon entitled, "Truly Rich." Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. An acquaintance of mine, who is a teacher for the Vancouver Christian School Board, periodically takes a group of high school students on a trip to Guatemala. He explains that what makes this trip educational is that he hopes his students' eyes will be open to the different ways one can be rich. His students billet with families where they see what it is like to live in poverty, at least in comparison to how they live in Canada. They will see people without all the things they likely have and take for granted. However, in addition to that, these students will see that the Guatemalan families are very wealthy in other respects. They will see that they have strong family bonds. They will see how they are happier than Canadians generally are. They will witness a stronger faith in God among the people there than they do amongst the people back home. The teacher explains how the goal is to teach his students that there is more than one way to be rich. Friends, I bet it is safe to say that you and I could all benefit from a field trip from our first world country to a third world country, being billeted out to live for a while with families there. There's a good chance that we would discover the truth that is recorded in James 2, when the brother of our Lord asks, "Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him?" Since this field trip with all of us is not likely to happen, today God still seeks to teach us, through his word, how this is the case. Our text today is a story that he told about the rich man and Lazarus from St. Luke's Gospel. It speaks of how there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. Yes, he not only had clothing and food, but he had very extravagant clothing, dyed purple, which was a very costly process to show off his wealth. He also didn't have just something to eat, but he ate sumptuously. These meals were not just on special occasions, but a daily occurrence. Indeed, he was rich, and he enjoyed himself. He stands out in bold contrast to the one who laid at his very gate. This one's name was Lazarus. His poverty caused his body to become infected so that he was covered with sores. His condition prevented him from being able to help himself, as he simply desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Yes, just a few scraps that were going to be thrown out anyway would relieve his hunger. However, though he was poor and sick, in another way, this man, Lazarus, was rich and healthy. In spite of his poverty and sufferings, he was a beloved child of God. He believed in the mercy of the Lord, even while he suffered. Perhaps one of the reasons that he was so poor was that he gave what little he may have had to others whom he thought needed it more. He found joy in that, and thereby expressed his love for God to others by being generous. He may have expressed it also in his love for animals, for it appears that they loved Lazarus too. Instead of dogs attacking Lazarus, we learn how even the dogs came and licked his sores. Possibly this was in an attempt to help clean and heal him in their returned love towards him. As it does for all, death came for Lazarus. However, so did the Lord. For we are told that the poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. And something to remember about Abraham is that he was a man of faith. Recall these words from Genesis 15, stating how Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted it to him as righteousness. Abraham believed in the promised blessing through his descendant, even though he had not yet been born. Many years later, Lazarus died too, and as a fellow believer in the promise of God, he also was carried away by the angels to the place of bliss where Abraham abides. Now, you and I know more about the one in whom to believe than even Abraham and Lazarus did. We know that the descendant born of the lineage of Abraham is the Virgin Mary's son, Jesus Christ. God is his Father, who sent his only begotten Son into the world. While amongst us, Jesus lived without sin, keeping the entire law of God. He taught about the way of salvation, that all who repent and believe in him have their sins forgiven. They shall not perish apart from God, but shall receive eternal life. Jesus made this happen by giving his life as a ransom on Calvary's cross, whereupon he died. Jesus rose again on the third day, revealing that there is life with him after death for all who trust in him. Jesus taught that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Clearly, the worst is to be condemned. Just ask the rich man in our text. You see, death came eventually for him also, since it comes to all sinners. And though he had been rich in money, he was not rich towards God in faith, love, and trust, as Lazarus had been. A symptom that revealed this is how he could dress extravagantly and feast sumptuously every day, and this while poor Lazarus laid at his very gate. The story relates how the rich man also died and was buried, but instead of being carried by angels to Abraham's side, this one who died apart from faith in the Savior ended up in Hades being in torment. He himself speaks about how he is in anguish in this flame. The next part of the story may be embellished by Jesus as he makes his point, or it might be literally how it is. But it says that from his place in torment, the rich man lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue." Anything, even that little bit, would be a much welcomed momentary relief. But even just this is denied. Abraham explains to the once rich men, "Between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none can cross from there to us." What he had requested could never be. But what could have been a reality, back in their previous world, was that the rich man could have been a man of faith too. He could have expressed that faith by crossing the threshold of his own house with food for Lazarus, even if it was his leftovers. He could have provided some clothing too. In fact, he could have taken Lazarus back to his house, where Lazarus might have recovered from his sores. Who knows, the two could have become good friends, encouraging one another in faith, love, and hope. Sadly, however, the rich man was too distracted by his luxurious lifestyle for anything like that to happen. He sat around in his fine clothing, eating everything, maybe in an attempt to cover up his loneliness and depression. Holding on tightly to what was his caused him to release true wealth, having shut out faith in the promises of God. Abraham explained to the rich man in torment, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish." He had allowed his material riches to go from a blessing to a curse. Friends, whether this story was made up by Jesus or something that happened, the point is the same. It's similar to the statement of Jesus when he shocked his audience, saying how it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. To be clear, there's nothing wrong with being financially rich. In fact, Abraham himself had been a very wealthy man. What is wrong is being financially rich at the expense of true wealth, like faith in God and love toward others. These true riches, faith in God, love towards others, are revealed in us when it comes to caring for others, especially those who are in need. There's nothing wrong with having fine clothing, but how many clothes do you need? There's nothing wrong with eating sumptuously, but does it need to be every day? Certainly, show some love to yourself every once in a while, but don't forget to nurture your faith in your Savior and express it by using resources entrusted to you by Him to care for the needs of the poor, some who may be at your very gate. Think of Jesus and what He has done for us. Allow His love for you to empower you to care for others in need. Reflect upon these words from 2 Corinthians 8:9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you, by His poverty, might become rich." Then let at last your angels come to Abraham's bosom, bear us home, that we may die unfearing. Lord Jesus Christ, O hear our prayer. Your love surround us everywhere. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen.